Yeah.
Spring is here, yay, and the warmer weather means farmers are back in the fields and planting for spring. But there are a few root vegetables lingering, such as parsnips, which are in season for just a little while longer. The Stone Barn Center for Food and Agriculture in Pocantico Hills, New York, just harvested its last parsnips. Farm manager Jack Algier is here to talk about the hardy root vegetable and to give us a spring farm update. That's for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome back to WNYC, Jack.
Thank you for having me back.
This was such a hard winter, but I understand from my brief stint when I had my own garden in Brooklyn that snow is the best fertilizer. So was that true for you? How'd the farm hold out?
The snow was great. 2.5 months of solid cover on the ground protected it from the deep, hard, freezing winds and everything. So it was kind of like an insulation, really. It's really good for the roots.
But does temperature make any difference to sweetness?
If they don't freeze, then they're not sweet.
You're planting parsnips now, right?
Yeah, we did plant parsnips. The old tale is to plant the parsnips actually right about when the daffodils bloom, because it's a good sign of the soil warmth just at that moment.
Now, do you actually take the temperature of the soil? Like, what's the temperature now?
Well, soil temperature is about 50 right now, 55 on a good warm day. You know, it's still in the 50s, so that's okay. There's a lot of things that'll germinate just fine in that cold temperature, other things like carrots and beets, but parsnips in particular.
So does soil temperature generally reflect air temperature, or is it a few degrees cooler? I always think of going underground as getting a few degrees colder. You know, you go into a basement and you experience that coolness that you get when you're below ground.
Well, actually, the earth is warmer than the air in the winter. So it has a little chance to warm up a little more. It does take the sun to radiate and thaw out the ground. But when we had so much water and such a melt, it warmed up really nicely.
So you brought in a parsnip for me, and it's huge. It's like the length of my forearm, and it's white. I mean, it looks like a carrot, but it's white, like a white carrot. So what would you recommend I do with this? And is it better to eat large parsnips or the smaller parsnips? Would the smaller parsnips be sweeter? Is this large parsnip going to be tougher?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's actually the large ones allow you to do some different things with them. Chef Dan Barber has done some really beautiful things with the large parsnips and cutting steaks with them, basically cooking them, roasting them whole and slicing them. The size of the parsnip, though, doesn't necessarily have much to do with the flavor itself, but more with the use of, you know, what you're going to do with them.
And the smaller ones you could just
smaller
saute
ones
on
you
the,
could
their
use
own,
whole, or, you know, cook
yeah.
them whole, because they really do range from carrot size to these mammoths here.
Right. The parsnip that time forgot. What are you planting right now?
Well,
besides
all,
parsnips.
Well, parsnips and carrots and beets, some of the roots, and radishes and turnips. And we can also put in lettuces and peas and fava beans.
And what's happening with your livestock right about now?
Well, the grass is finally growing, which is another indication of the warmth. And so the animals move out onto the grass at this time, too. So it's a big move. You know, everything is going out into the fields and out into the pastures.
Do you notice a change in animals' temperaments when it's spring and they're allowed to head out into pasture?
I notice a big temperament in all the farmers, too. Yeah.
Yeah, all the
it's
New Yorkers.
It's nice to be outside again. It really is.
It sure is. Jack Algier is the farm manager of Stone Barn Center for Food and Agriculture in Pocantico Hills, New York. Thanks for coming in, Jack.
Thanks for having me.
To learn more about parsnips and to get Chef Dan Barber's recipe for parsnip soup, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about my Last Chance Foods interviews. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.